Hello, welcome to a podcast for The Lancet Oncology. It's November 2019, and I'm joined today by Dr. Partha Basu, author of a paper in this month's Lancet Oncology about cervical cancer control in India. And funnily enough, that's what we're going to talk about today. Dr. Basu, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you so much, Gavin. It's a pleasure.
Now, we're delighted to have you. So, a little bit of background then. Tell us briefly why the status of cervical cancer control in India is such a timely and important topic.
You know, cervical cancer is a major health burden in India. It is the second most common cancer among women. Every year, nearly 100,000 women get this cancer, and more than 60,000 women die of the disease. And India alone, it contributes to nearly one-fourth of the global burden of cervical cancer. This is, in a way, it is a pity, because cervical cancer is highly preventable. We know that systematic screening of women starting at age of 30 years can significantly reduce cervical cancer incidence and mortality. In fact, India launched the National Comprehensive Non-Communicable Diseases Screening Program in 2013, and cervical cancer screening is also included in the program. But then the implementation of the program is still highly variable across the different states. In spite of the program being there for so many years, the coverage of the women is extremely low, and the impact is almost insignificant, I would say. So as an alternative strategy to screening, India should introduce the HPV vaccine in the National Immunization Program. A reduction of the huge burden of cervical cancer in India through HPV vaccination as well as population-based screening, it is extremely important not only to save the thousands of women dying from cervical cancer in the country, but also to achieve the recent WHO call for elimination of cervical cancer from the globe.
So which of the recent HPV vaccination initiatives in India do you think have helped to drive the most progress in this area? And what are some of the real barriers left to successful vaccination rollout?
The HPV vaccines were introduced in Indian private market around 2008. Though there is no authentic data available on the vaccine uptake in the private sector, a significant number of girls and women, they have received the vaccine over so many years without any serious adverse events being reported. And the study conducted by us, the International Agency for Research on Cancer in India, vaccinated nearly 18,000 adolescent girls, and we followed all these girls systematically over the next 10 years. Again, we did not observe any serious adverse event, and the vaccine was well tolerated. Meanwhile, the global data on safety and efficacy of the vaccines, coupled with the recommendations from the Indian professional medical organizations like Obstetrics and Gynecologists Society, the Academy of Pediatricians, generated quite a lot of confidence on the vaccine in spite of all the misinformation campaigns going on across the globe. So in our publication in The Lancet Oncology, we have described how the vaccine has been systematically introduced in the states of Punjab, New Delhi, Sikkim, starting in the year 2016. In fact, the National Technical Advisory Group on Vaccination in India has also recommended that this vaccine should be introduced. With all these efforts, the HPV vaccine scenario, it is changing slowly but steadily across the country. And the major barriers to large-scale introduction of the vaccine at the present moment are the high cost of the vaccine and current shortage of vaccine supply. But then the good news is there. The Serum Institute of India has produced a new HPV vaccine that will initiate a phase 3 trial early next year. And the Serum Institute has a huge capacity to produce vaccines and has a track record of making the vaccines affordable to the lower and middle income countries specifically. So hopefully the indigenous production of the vaccine in India will overcome the current barriers of high cost and shortage of supply.
Do you think there are any key steps that the Indian government could take to try and change negative public views of the vaccine?
First of all, the Ministry of Health in the government of India has to recognize the importance of HPV vaccination as a safe and effective tool to save women's lives, especially those women who are socially disadvantaged and have higher risk of dying from cervical cancer. And the ministry has to be aligned with the WHO call for elimination of cervical cancer and make sure that the vaccine is introduced in the immunization program in each state. Currently, it is available only in two states and then also in Delhi through an opportunistic program. So a strong support to the vaccine from the Ministry of Health itself is a very important measure to build public confidence.
What do you think of India's HPV vaccination and wider cervical cancer control efforts in comparison with those of similar countries in Asia and around the world as well?
Yeah. Interestingly, India and China are the neighbors and the two highly populous countries in Asia. They are contributing to nearly 40% of the global burden of cervical cancer. Neither of the countries, they have HPV vaccination in the national immunization program. In fact, this is, I consider, a major setback for the global initiative for cervical cancer elimination. On the other hand, if you look at the vaccine introduction in the low and middle income countries across the globe, it is quite reassuring to see that the vaccination has achieved quite high coverage of the target population, including high coverage of the second dose in all the pilot or the demonstration programs that have been implemented in the low and middle income countries. Say, for example, let us take the example of our neighboring country, Bangladesh, that introduced the vaccine in two districts, achieved more than 90% coverage of both the doses of the vaccine without any untoward or serious adverse events reported. So in, even in India, when we look at the programs in Sikkim or in Punjab, we see the same kind of phenomenon that the vaccine is very well accepted. So the in general, the vaccine has been well accepted by the girls and the parents in most of these low and middle income countries without any major adverse events being reported. And we hope that the same trend we'll see as more and more states initiate the HPV vaccination in India.
So looking towards the future then, what are some of the key targets that you think India should aim for in terms of HPV vaccine coverage, say over the next 5 years or so, but maybe even further into the future?
In spite of all the shortcomings we have in our vast healthcare system in India, the immunization program is one of the most successful public health programs. And looking at the experience from Punjab and Sikkim, we are quite confident that the HPV vaccination will also achieve high coverage in all the states. So the government of India has to have dialogues with the vaccine manufacturers to reduce the price significantly. I mean, given the huge purchasing power of a country like India, it is quite feasible that the vaccine companies will further bring down the price from what it is now quoting to generally to the low and middle income countries. And then the vaccine will be really affordable. And learning from the experience in Punjab and Sikkim, every state government should plan to introduce the vaccine and aim to achieve the 90% coverage of the adolescent girls, which is recommended by the WHO as the target for cervical cancer elimination. And it is also important to introduce a robust safety monitoring and surveillance system for this relatively new vaccine.
Well, Dr. Basu, a really interesting public health paper in The Lancet Oncology, and you can read it online now at thelancet.com. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.